funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Between home and a new culture, come along on a journey through five lives shaped by acceptance and prejudice, hope and loss, fun and frustration. Migrant Fictions, are you at home?
Girl on a Plane by Özgecan Kesici.
Hey, crazy girl. I'm back in town and I can't wait to see you. Irland's been a blast. I've had so much fun there. But, God, the studies are boring me to death. Can you recall why I even chose to study pure boring chemistry in the first place? You did say I was torturing myself by picking it. I guess I felt I was a good student and it would be over quickly. People in Ireland are so nice though. Well, not all of them. But there are fever assholes. By the way, I met this guy on the plane and he made me rethink some things. Serious things.
Ladies and gentlemen, the seatbelt sign is still on, so please remain in your seat with your seatbelt fastened until the signs have been switched off.
Another lovely day to fly, isn't it?
Oh, hello. Yes, I guess it is.
What are you reading there? The Art of Acting. Huh. Are you an actor then?
No. I'm just interested in theatre.
You must be more than interested if you're reading about it in your free time. Mad the British left the EU, isn't it? No business sense in that. No progress at all. Clinging on to their idea of nationality while their kids now lose all the opportunity and the money. Where are you from?
Germany, but my parents are Turkish.
Right. Mad what's going on in Turkey too, isn't it? That's its own thing. So what brought you to Ireland?
I'm studying biochemistry at Trinity.
Good college. Good woman yourself. You enjoying it?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? It doesn't sound like you are. You know what Confucius said, don't you? Choose a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Is that right? So, what do you do?
I own 3 businesses. In fact, I'm going to the one in Dusseldorf now.
What sort of business?
Restaurants. But you know what? I didn't get there easily. Uphill struggle.
Oh, okay. So you might say you had to endure something you did not like first to get to what you did like.
My family was very poor, you know. We had trouble buying food. I always wanted to open a restaurant. You know those fancy ones you see in old Hollywood movies where the waiters wear starched shirts and the ladies come in long gowns. And all it takes is one decision. A decision is the start of action.
What decision is this?
I worked on myself. I read a lot of books and I did workshops and seminars. There I learned to channel my inner desires to actionable steps. Rule number 1, you need to have peace of mind in order to find happiness.
Okay, but what if you're chronically ill? Surely peace of mind can't be found then?
Yes, it can. Because when you have peace of mind, you can handle the deadliness of illness. But the question is, how do you get to peace of mind?
I don't know, but you're probably going to tell me.
What is the one thing you would do if you knew you'd fail?
Isn't the question what would you do if you know you wouldn't fail?
No, because that'd be taking the safe option. Safe decisions in life aren't going to make you find peace of mind.
Yes, but why would anyone do anything if they knew they would fail?
For the ride.
The ride?
Whatever they love doing. You're reading a book on acting. But you're studying biochemistry. Why would you read a book on acting if it's not what you do?
Because I enjoy it.
Do you act?
I used to. Look, I think I see where this is going.
Why did you stop?
Well, because I had to focus on my studies.
That is sensible. Very sensible. Does that make it the right decision for you?
He mostly came across like a pushy idiot. Felt as if I was about to be sold vacuum appliances or soaps. But as I listened to his analysis of me, as blunt as it was, it made me think about things in my life in a new way. or in a way that maybe I never stopped to actually think about before, because it would make me sad. Actually, come to think of it, it was 8:30 in the morning, around the time my father and I would have breakfast together. He is retired, and during exam period, I was free to eat with him in the mornings. Baba, I made into the play I had been telling you about. You know, the one at Altes Theater.
Well, make sure it doesn't interfere with your studies.
I know, of course. I just thought you might want to see us rehearse one day. We rehearse Tuesdays.
I can't Tuesdays. I have my physio then.
At what time?
6 to 7.
Rehearsal only ends at 9, Baba. Please. I'll be doing a short tap dance sequence.
Ilf, it takes a while to get in and out of town for me. I like to be in and out of things as quickly as possible. Where on earth did you learn to tap dance?
I've been training the past 2 years.
Look at that. Merkel still hasn't passed the double citizenship bill.
So, will you come?
I'm sure I've answered already.
No, you didn't. You just talked about your timekeeping again.
I'm not sure. It seems very out of the way. Make sure to get high marks this semester.
I know.
You don't want to miss out on the opportunity to do your master's abroad.
Baba, the entry requirements aren't crazy high. I'll make it.
Yes, yes, I know. Did you hear the Kea boy got into medicine?
No.
Yeah, he did. But you'll be going abroad. No one's done that before.
Lots of German students go abroad.
But not our kind of Germans.
No one in our community has performed in theater either.
Well, it doesn't quite lie in our blood. Performing on stage for others. Especially now with all of these television shows and films on phones. Hardly see the need for such a thing. Especially so out of the way in these small theaters. People have work, you know.
I didn't know medicine lies in your blood either, or biochemistry for that matter. Nor did I know you had gotten a new job.
Aren't you late for your lecture, my child?
I'm never late. I'm your daughter.
Awful food. Now, please don't take this the wrong way, okay? I'm just a friend trying to help. I want to help people as much as I can.
So, what is it?
You seem to be too okay with everything for a young woman like yourself. You should be furious with the world. Isn't there a kind of fire in your belly?
Why would I rebel? I'm content.
Are you really happy not doing what you love?
No, but I don't know what else to do. I'm not even sure what I love.
You have to find peace of mind with yourself. Do you criticize yourself much?
Yes, but that's because I mess up things a lot.
Nonsense. What kind of things could you mess up?
Like this morning, I should have taken a textbook instead of this useless thing with me.
What's wrong with the book?
It's not going to help me get good grades, is it? I failed my last chemistry exam.
Self-criticism is a habit we learn from our parents. Simply learn from your mistakes and move on. But make sure they're your mistakes.
Yes, but if you screw up, you have to criticize yourself. How else do you learn?
Not necessarily. I always try to make as many decisions as I can. Do you know the 80-20 rule?
I think I heard something about it.
It says that 80% of your decisions are going to be wrong. 20% are going to be right. By trying to make as many decisions as I can, I try to get to the 20% as fast as possible.
That makes sense.
That's why you should be keen to make decisions. Most of them will be wrong, but in the end, you'll get it right.
Well, if theoretically speaking, I went into an acting career and left behind everything for it, and it didn't work out, what would I do?
Could you live with yourself if you didn't at least try?
I'm not sure.
Imagine yourself in 50 years. Even with the biochemistry doctor or whatever credential it is, could you see yourself in a lab or writing a paper? Older, more bitter, wondering, shy. I should have at least tried and failed instead of this endless what if.
I'm not sure. I'd know it wasn't a sensible decision to make. I would hope to be as sure as myself as I usually am.
You don't seem sure at all. Would you really be happy with yourself?
No. I don't think so.
You see? Peace of mind. That's what you need.
Now I'm sitting at the airport trying to get my head together. I don't want to go back home for good. I want to stay in Ireland and just give it a go. I feel like it's easier being myself there. Will you come with me? Please, we could be ourselves together. You could do your art instead of teaching ungrateful teenagers. I could act and we would be the artistic duo, like Patti Smith and David. Maybe it's a wishful thinking. But why not? We could give it a go for 6 months. This guy, he told me I could achieve anything I set my mind to. He told me what you have been telling me for years now. Screw biochemistry. Do what you love. It scares me. But I don't know what else to do. My dad's car will be outside in a moment. Once I get home, it will be already too late to make the decision. It has to be now.
You've landed safely, Mashallah.
Baba, I've made the decision.
Howling Walls by Dominic Turkowski.
Finally, I would like to highlight again that this auction is very personal to me. The history of this building is certainly in the spirit of my mother's later work in Ireland. It is an honor to launch the first auction of her collection in these historic surroundings. I could imagine no better place than this beautiful house where she lived and worked for so many years. Before we begin, I would like to draw your attention to the painting to my left. Item 01, title, Lost Summer Nights. It was created in my mother's final days, and it's a piece I feel very connected to. Before I launch this auction, I'd finally like to thank my agent and advisor, Colin, who made all of this possible.
Sir, excuse me. Could I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead. I can't see your assigned bidder number from here, though, if you don't mind.
I'd like to know if you are seriously planning on selling Mrs. Owalska's paintings tonight, in particular, Lost Summer.
I'd like to remind you that proper identification is required to participate in this auction. I must kindly ask you to register at our...
No, you don't understand. My life is in these paintings.
First of all, sir, quite frankly, I don't know who you are. I'm pretty acquainted with Margaret's work, and I think I'd have remembered if you were one of her models.
You'll continue with this auction, then?
Absolutely. Mr.
Jacek.
Colm, do you have any idea who this Amadan is?
Listen, I haven't a clue, but Rob, if he claims he's been involved in producing your mother's work, this guy might get us into serious trouble. We can't allow a hint of this nonsense in front of our patrons and stakeholders.
What do you reckon we should do?
I'll keep the crowd happy. You take care of that guy. Just bring him as far away from the auction as you can, okay?
There's an attic all the way upstairs.
I'll join you in a bit.
Thank you so much for your patience, ladies and gents. Please follow me to the bar over there and we'll continue with the auction shortly. Thank you very much.
You better have a good reason for this. You're creating a terrible situation for me. There's obviously a misunderstanding.
You bet there is.
I suggest we go upstairs. There's an attic where we can talk, but I need you to respect my patrons and visitors.
I had to say something. I saw you and the painting and had to step in.
Step in for what exactly?
You seem not to realize that my work also lives in those paintings.
Did you work with my mother? I am sure we've never met.
You really have no idea, do you?
Look, if you have something to say, why don't you just spit it out?
All right. I regret the trouble, but not here. We can't talk here.
Here is the deal. You and I will go upstairs to sort things out. Otherwise, I will have to call in security.
There's no need for that. You lead, I'll follow.
I do hope you appreciate my hospitality. I could have you easily arrested.
It's been a while.
What a pain to see the place run down like that.
Aye, it's certainly homely enough for the pigeons in the roof.
It used to be my home, not just a roost for bloody pigeons.
Listen, before you invest time on any further rants, you have 10 minutes. Then I'd like to get back to my bidders, if you don't mind.
This is how you treat her legacy. You're throwing it away. You don't care.
I care. More than you can even imagine. Why do you think I'm entertaining this nonsense? If you prefer, I'll happily lock you up way up here with the birds till the auction's finished.
I wouldn't mind spending a few hours dwelling in the past up here. I remember Margaret used to put canvas on a chair between the shelves over there. Now she'd examine her work carefully from a distance. She was so silent, focused, and thoughtful with her work here. Certainly she wouldn't have wanted to see it like this.
You say you've been here before, so you worked with my mother?
Yes.
Listen. What I want to know is if you have any claim to make. I'm sure we can figure it out. My agent is here, and the three of us can make a private arrangement.
You fool! I am not here because of your money. I'm here because of you.
You're claiming to have worked on my mother's paintings, then?
Of course not.
Good. I'd kindly ask you to address whatever issue you do have with my agent, Colm Faherty. Now, if you don't mind, I have to run an auction.
Well, I guess we should say hello to Biff and Clara before we leave.
What is that?
I received this sketch in the mail shortly before your mother died.
Let me see. This is showing the attic. And the two wooden shelves over there, they match. This is here. It just says Biff and Clara, nothing else. Anything else more come along with the letter?
No, but I guess nothing more needed to be said, Robert. Let me see. Hold it that way. Yes. It seems to point out the area behind the shelf on the left. Shall we?
My mother sent you this. When? Why?
Do you think your bidders can spare a few more minutes while we move that shelf over there? With your permission.
Jesus, that's heavier than it looks.
Oh my.
The paint is mostly preserved. Unbelievable after all the years and the humidity.
Mom had to give the dogs away when I was little. The colors are still so vivid. It's just as if they were standing right in front of us. Look at the detail in the fur. Is this the only one? Could there be any more murals she made in the house?
What? You want to scratch them off the wall to sell at your auction?
Why are you really here?
Robert, I think Margaret sent the letter because she wanted us to meet. You and me. She tried to contact me before she passed away, but I was a coward. All that I received from her then was this letter. Robert, my name is Jacek Owolski.
All right. I think I have heard enough. You're quite clever, I give you that. You're certainly not the first con artist to try their luck.
What are you talking about?
I am just about to sell my mother's collection for a respectable amount of money, and my long-lost father walks in the door. Do you think I am stupid?
Robert, her last will...
I know about her last will. This has all been sorted out. I am sorry, pal.
Nothing is sorted, and that's why I am here, to get it sorted. There's something in your bloody paperwork your mother didn't say. She painted Biff and Clara after I left Robert. She painted them on walls which I wouldn't be able to tear down, not able to take away from her, like I did with her paintings.
What are you saying? You're in possession of some of my mother's work.
I guess the dogs felt what happened that summer night. And there they are now, looking at me from the wall, silent witnesses to a mistake I made in rage, unhinged. But I had good reasons, Robert. I had the truck almost loaded up already when she stormed out of the house. Boy, was she angry.
What do you think you're doing?
What does it look like?
Like a burglar, if you ask me.
You got it right.
What is this, Jacek? Where are you bringing my paintings?
I am bringing them where they belong, home.
Are you out of your mind?
Who produced your work? Who got your name out? Not once I take any credit. We were investing everything into your future, your name. I'm only taking what I deserve, my family deserve. I am taking this work where it belongs, You, your exhibitions, and your big plans. You can make more paintings. Go ahead then, in your Ireland.
You are going to actually steal your own wife's work.
Work which was only possible through the commitments my family and I made. A Polish family. The time and efforts we invested, the money we sent to make your dream happen. I won't leave them behind like that.
I'm not going back to Poland. Never.
You promised. You promised and you broke your word.
And that gives you right to take all this with you.
The child can stay with you. The paintings I'll take. More than a fair trade.
You'll regret that.
It is what it is. Hell, will you shut those dogs up?
Why, Jacek? They're probably protecting me from a lunatic.
I'll tell you what is lunatic. When your own son's first words are spoken in a language that has no history in his family. When a woman breaks her promises in leaving.
If you do this, there is absolutely no way I will ever forgive you.
When you change your mind, and I pray you do, you know where to find me. I will stay in Dad's house in Krakow.
Bye, Jacek.
I am not surprised. She never told me anything more about you. What are you here for then? To bring the rest of it home? Have you got your van outside, all ready to collect what's yours?
I might be conservative and a bit of a bullhead, but you will find out quite the opposite.
I'm not sure I understand.
My old Lublin 51 is down there on your new fancy parking lot.
So you do intend to try to steal more of Mother's work?
I have brought her paintings back to Ireland. The paintings which I took away back then, Robert. All you have to do is walk over and pick them up from the truck. It is her work. The paintings are all here now. You are here now. I am here.
Margaret isn't. Margaret isn't here now.
She'd want you to keep them, Robert. Don't sell your past. That's all I ask of you. Don't give this away to people who don't understand what it means to us. Keep them here with you, in Ireland.
Robert, you all right? I couldn't wait any longer. Look, I brought their notarial certificates back up with me. They provide clear evidence that Lost Summer Nights is Margaret's original work, should there be any doubt at all.
No need. This is my agent, Colm Fagherty, and this gentleman is...
Jacek. Jacek Owalski.
Owalski? I wasn't aware you had any family visiting.
Don't worry, Colm. Neither was I.
Would either of you mind explaining what's happening? People are confused, Robert. I need to tell them how we're going to proceed with the auction.
Send them home. I think it's time for my father and I to get some holes in the roof fixed.
Talk at Me by Chandrika Narayanan Mohan.
Here's 5.50 change in your coffees.
Thanks very much. Is there milk and sugar?
Yeah, just on the tables there.
Amazing, thanks. Here you go, hon.
Oh, thanks. Do you have a light?
Yep.
So, how are you feeling?
Better now that you're here, but yeah, not great. Like, everything just got really overwhelming and I wanted someone to talk to, you know?
Yeah, of course. So, what happened?
Well, okay. Actually, can I borrow a cigarette?
Yeah, of course.
I've been cutting down and this feels way too good.
That's good that you're cutting down. Well done, babe.
Thanks, but kind of ironic right now, right?
No, you're doing really well. Reward yourself a little.
Thanks for coming into town. Seriously, this is just what I needed. I needed someone to just be there for me, you know? Literally hold my hand.
Of course. Look, whatever it is, I'm here for you. You know that. And sure, if I can't help, I'm a great distraction.
Yes, you are. You and your cigarettes.
It happens to the best of us. I've been trying to quit as well. But work has just been so stressful. Like, it's been crazy.
Shit, really? That's not good. It's been pretty crazy on my side, too.
Yeah, this new guy just started and he's just awful. He's so bad. It's just really doing my head in.
Oh, that sounds so annoying. But yeah.
Yeah, he started last week and he just won't take any direction whatsoever. Like, he just thinks he knows better already, you know? Like, he's on my team. I'm supposed to be training him. And if he doesn't do stuff right, like, I'm in the firing line, you know? Ah, he's just so arrogant. He doesn't listen to anything.
Mm.
Excuse me?
H, there's someone trying to get past you.
Sorry. Jeez, she didn't even say sorry. So anyways, oh crap, her bag knocked out the end of my cigarette. You have my lighter, yeah?
Yeah. So literally the first thing he's supposed to do is so simple. Just pick up a package. But when I tell him, hey, you have to sign this specific sheet, it's not that simple, he ignores me. He completely ignores me. And being blank like that just does my fucking head in.
I bet. I saw this show the other night on Netflix with two female comedians. They go out one night and make a bet to see how long they can have a conversation with a guy without speaking. And it starts to spiral out of control because turns out the guys can have full relationships without ever hearing their opinions. Here I am, just nodding. I feel like the building opposite us is just staring at me as if it's saying, why are you even surprised? With its huge grey slabs of concrete frowning down. I wanted to tell him what happened. I thought he would, I don't know, comfort me. Tell me it's going to be okay. I have the email to show him. My heart feels like it's going to just, you know, burst, and I can't seem to...
And I've lost you, haven't I?
What? No. No, not at all. I'm just tired.
Shit. You called me to talk to me, and I went off on one. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. I just...
No, seriously, no. I'm an idiot. It's just that the new job is on my mind all the time.
I know. No, it's normal, and... You know, when you start something new.
Wait. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a sec, and I promise. I'll shut up and hear all of your stuff. Do you want anything while I'm up?
No, it's fine, thanks. Still on my first coffee.
Hey, are you all right?
Oh, no. I'm grand, thanks. No, it's fine. Just hay fever.
Don't worry, it happens to me too. Do you want tissues or...
No, thanks so much. Really kind of you. I gotta read this shit again, maybe make some sense of it. Thank you for your status query on employment application number EPHG74920484. The current status of this general employment permit application is refused as of the 9th of August 2016. Applications with the status of refused are employment applications which have been refused under the Employment Act 2006 as amended. If an application is refused, blah, blah, fucking blah, what am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do? Where am I going to go? I can job hunt in England on a tourist visa, but... Okay, who am I kidding? Post-Brexit, England is hardly an option. Okay, so I can stay with my mum for a while, but I can't work. I could go, fuck. I don't want to go back there. I don't think I could go back there. It isn't safe. What's even left there for me?
Hi there. Are you by any chance the girlfriend of...
I am. He's away at the moment in the toilet.
Probably shitting bricks with this new job of his.
Oh, he's told you about that too.
Everybody. Sorry, what was your name again?
Eshgul.
I see, what? Can you say it one more time?
Eshgul.
Oh, wow. That's a cool name. Do you have a shorter version or...
Yeah, I guess some people call me Esh, but...
Aisha, that's lovely. Where'd you get a crazy name like that?
It's Turkish. I'm from Turkey.
No way! Stuff is crazy over there at the moment, right?
Yeah, it isn't great. My friends are having a really tough time.
Yeah, I went there myself once, to Istanbul. The food was incredible. But yeah, there was like a coup, right?
Yeah, my friends were Skyping me that night while I was watching on the news.
Peter, what are you doing here?
Coming to see you, you mad thing. You did say this cafe, right?
I had no idea you invited him.
Yeah, you're a little early is all.
Yeah, your poor lady friend here has been keeping me company while you're off with the squirts.
Yeah, Aish, I just thought I'd have a quick chat with Peter. He's been in Australia on a J1 and he just got back.
Yeah, it was amazing. Weather was incredible. It's shite coming back here to this bollocks.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Must be awful. It's pretty grey summer right now.
Ah, well, all good journeys come to an end. Wait. Now you were telling me about that coup.
That was a mad night. We were texting all the way through it, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
That's horrible. What's it like? Like a war zone kind of thing?
Well, it was never like that before. Just recently, really. Before that, it was just like here, you know? That night was terrifying. My friends were all stuck in one of our friends' houses because of the curfew. They could hear explosions and shouting. They had the news on the TV and they were... all job hunting. I have two friends looking for jobs in Ireland now, actually.
Wow, that's insane. It's easy enough to get a job here, though, right?
It depends, really. It can be pretty difficult.
Aishkal is applying for a work permit herself here. Seems to be going grand.
You know who else is looking for a work permit? You know Connor, yeah, from school.
Oh yeah, Connor Mann. He's looking to go to America, right?
Yeah, he's done his J1 and found this place that's trying to get him to come over properly. But there's all this sponsorship and stuff to get through. It's ridiculous.
Maybe I should just leave. He'll call me and see where I've gone to apologize again. I need to go home and start packing up the house anyways. Cancel bills. Find someone to take the room. Cancel the bank account.
How's the job?
Ugh. Don't get me started. It's a bit of a mess, but I'm sure I'll get used to it. I've barely been there a month, and now I'm supposed to be recruiting new people, and it's just such a pain in the...
Well, you know how it goes, like...
Say it. Just blurt it out. Just say it. No, fuck it. Scream it. Just scream across the bar. Your country just dumped me. It's done with me. I worked every day. I broke myself for this place, and it's done with me. It's done. I'm done here, and I have 2 weeks to pack up my shit and go. I don't know where. What if this is the last time I get to sit here drinking hipster Dublin coffee, breathing in Dublin dust? I'll have to remove the Dublin Bus app and the Irish Rail app, Dublin Bikes, Cineworld. How do I just deal with my life being pulled out from under me? How do I cope with it dissolving into nothingness? I'm so in love with this city, so in love. It kills me and my heart is cracking. It's cracking and I don't think I can breathe. Shit, I don't think I can breathe. I can't.
Aishkal, are you all right? Are you okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Jesus, Ace, sit down. Let me get you some water.
Hey, look, just breathe. Slowly breathe in and slowly breathe out. Here, have a cigarette. When it happens to me, I find it really helps regulate the breathing.
Thank you.
Just give it a minute. Don't try to talk. Just breathe with me. In. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4.
Here.
Thank you.
Here you go. Are you okay? What happened?
It's just a panic attack.
It isn't just a panic attack, Aishkal. Like, you are fine, and then you weren't. You scared the shit out of me.
Well, like I tried to tell you, things have been overwhelming at the moment, okay?
Yeah, but what the hell brought that on?
I didn't get it! I did not get my work permit! I have to leave Ireland in 2 weeks!
Eat In or Take Out by Dalia Smilsturiot.
Hello, is Jonas here?
Labas, I am Jonas. You are my wife's messenger, no? What are you doing standing with all that? Come in.
Great to meet you. Daiva gave me good directions to this place. I'm Egla. I was here in the city for a conference. I'm leaving tomorrow. Your wife asked me to bring a parcel to you. She said she put in a woolen jersey for you and half a loaf of Lithuanian bread, a jar of honey and white cottage cheese.
Many thank yous. This is wonderful. I can't talk for too long, sadly. Hang on, I'll bring you a cup of tea.
I'm okay.
They drink tea with milk here. Wait and see. Here you are. Enjoy your milky tea. I didn't.
How much?
Put your money away. We are fellow countrymen and, I hope, friends.
Really? The tea must...
We're allowed to have a cup of tea and a sandwich here. Everyone from back home is always so scared.
I can't take your lunch.
It's nothing, really. At the end of the day, the owner allows us to take the remaining food home. I'm only part-time, 5 days a week from 8 to 12 usually. Not much, but my main job is on a building site. 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. It's rough.
An 80-hour week? It sounds exhausting.
Helps me not to think about home.
How did you get the job?
On the building site through an Irish employment agency in Vilnius. I've got a 2-year work permit.
Are there many of our people working with you?
Some, but there are Lithuanians here that you would walk a mile away from. I work with Polish and Romanians, mainly. Our supervisor is Irish, thank God. I'll get you more tea.
You shouldn't.
They give another pot of tea for free here.
Okay then, but with milk. I like it, I think. I feel it has more substance to it.
When I told the Irish they swear a lot, they looked at me in surprise and said, "But so do you. Paddock, Sheeta, paddock, Sheeta."
What?
When they hear Lithuanian for this, Sheetas, Sheeta, they think we're effing and blinding.
I never thought of that.
Hello there, what can I get you?
Give us a batter sausage and two chips.
That first Irish supervisor I had was really a nasty SOB. When I got my first weekly wage, it was £5 under. The next week was the same. Then I opened the envelope in front of it. Luckily, there was a boss on the building site. He got sacked, but I was still left out of full pay.
Oh, that's bad.
But then the boss was moved somewhere else, and it's okay. Some Irish people are liars and lazy. They never hurry. Look how I served that customer there. Cleaned up 3 tables, all while keeping up conversation.
It must be very tiresome for you, though. Running and running, never stopping like a clock.
Excuse me, madam. I think you forgot to settle up.
I paid already.
My apologies. Could I see your receipt, please?
We don't have it.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to pay, please.
We'll see what I have in here. I don't think I've enough in here.
Here. There's a little in the tip jar.
That's not right at all. She didn't pay.
We know her. She drinks. Her son is some kind of junkie. He also comes here.
Poor woman. But you should have to leave half of your salary here if you feed everyone who can't pay.
People usually pay. So, how do you know Daiva?
She got my telephone number from Brian. She phoned me and asked if I could bring something to you. We met at Vilnius Airport.
How was she dressed?
All I noticed was that she was very beautiful.
She's always been a tasteful woman. Dresses perfect for even the smallest occasion. How do you know Brian?
He worked on a project in Lithuania. We kept emailing each other, asking how the other was doing. Always seemed to email at the same kind of time. When we are lost in our travels or are feeling lonely.
Brian is nice. Very different from other Irishmen. He speaks very clearly. I can understand him. And he's a knowledgeable man. We met right here, as it happens, before I went to Lithuania last August. He gave me a lift home a few times. He told me he had been in Lithuania, in Vilnius and Nida. He said the sand was very hot there, like in the desert. He could not understand how Lithuanians could walk barefoot.
We spent a day there, the Nemunas Delta as well. A very different part of Lithuania. Very bleak, but beautiful. He showed me more of my own country than I knew in my whole life.
And he said he was in the Dead Zoo Museum.
We returned to Vilnius by train, an old diesel Kaliningrad-Moscow train. There are hostesses on these trains. He was amused very much and called them old babushkas.
Such a passionate man. I think he has an energy in him we don't. That's why we like him. Have you met him here in Dublin?
No, he is in Sweden right now at a conference. He'll be back tomorrow when I am gone.
Here, you can't stuff everything into that tiny bag as much as you seem to enjoy trying to.
Thanks, Jonas. That's what I need. Thanks for the tea, too. I am warm now, and my feet are dry. Time to get cold and wet again.
Could you bring some medicine back to Lithuania? That's for my mother, her rheumatism.
For a new friend, of course I would.
I'll phone Daiva and ask her to meet you at the airport. And say thank you to her for the jersey. She started making it when I was at home in August. She knits while watching TV. She also put in socks and a long scarf. She's very good, don't you think? How did she seem?
She is well, so she said.
My mother is a good cook, but Chepli and I made by Daiva are far better. Was she alone when you met her or with the baby?
Alone? I think she said she left her baby with a friend.
It must be Montina, her school friend. They are like sisters.
The baby? Is a girl or boy?
A boy, 18 months. A very sweet little one. Daiva gives him the phone and he says, da-da-da. This is it here. Thanks for this. I'll see my wife and my son in 9 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. And then I will never go abroad again. Never.
I keep count sometimes too. Your wife said at the airport, we lived well, but we wanted to live better. That's why Jonas is in Ireland. And I thought then, how wise she is. Young, but wise.
It makes me sad how right she is. being alone without her and our son, it's killing me, but...
You know what? Buy her a ticket to Ireland for Christmas holidays. And then you'll have a new baby boy, or a baby girl, an Irish one. Well, Jonas, thank you. I must be going. Take care. See you in Lithuania, I hope.
Coming from the rain, Brian. I'll have the usual.
All right, love. What would you like to drink?
Just the water from here. I can mix it later.
Oh, Egla.
My flight is in a few hours. Sorry, I'm just on my way out.
Wait, Egla, don't go. I'd like to explain.
Eat in or take out, Brian?
I Belong by Tina Bressanou.
I can't remember how late it was by then, but we had spent quite some time in that pub in Sweden already, when my dear friend Pernilla seemed to suddenly experience a sort of...
This music! I recognize it from somewhere. And look at the singer! He's so handsome! I'm having deja vu!
I think that's just sunstroke. Sweden's getting blasted by the sun.
Don't ruin this feeling! Deja vus are real, you know. Maybe I was Irish in a past life.
Cheers to all of that.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 20 minutes.
Oh my God! He's coming here? Will he speak English at me? I can't speak English back to these people. Hilevi!
You can do it easily. He's a man. He'll do most of the talking.
Are you enjoying the music?
Yes, it's very infectious.
I'm Carrick.
Hi, I'm Pernilla.
You're a Derg Du.
A what?
An Irish she-vampire. A temptress.
But I'm Swedish.
You look Irish. You laugh like an Irish woman. Definitely a Derg Du.
I do love Dracula.
Ireland would be a great place for a girl like you. If you think this little bar gives you a buzz, you should see the pubs and the music scene we have back home.
I definitely wanted to go to London, but I never thought about Ireland, really.
Are you thinking about Ireland now?
Yes. Yes, I think I am.
We don't even know who he is.
Hilevi is right. Maybe we talk a bit more.
I'm Carrick. 26, live in North Dublin, awesome musician. Knows the magic of Ireland, thinks your friend is beautiful, and like me, wants an adventure. Happy?
Maybe I should have tried harder to stop her, but stopping Pernilla from anything was practically impossible once she had committed her mind and heart to an idea. Pernilla and Carrick moved back to Ireland just a few weeks after our night out.
Look at this queue. And it's only 6 a.m. I haven't been up this early since I was born.
You're so nice to come with me, even though you're hungover. It's feckin' freezing too.
I don't know why we have to do this. Your Irish is good enough for a permanent visa.
Yes, I'm good at mimicking people.
Yeah, but watching Fair City to get the lingo was a step too far.
I like learning a new language, figuring out how to speak to new people, discovering little secrets when I understand something they think I don't. It's like digging into a new world. Maybe we can see more museums today. Go to the National Gallery. I can't get enough of this city.
Dublin is a dump. I'm going to Connemara for a break soon. Out west, where it's real.
Dublin is fantastic. Although, you could come with me to Sweden next month. I'm going home to vote yes on joining the EU.
I've had enough of Europe. I need fresh country air. Why don't you sing me a song, my little punk rocker? Still can't believe you were in a punk band.
I only sing in Swedish and to the people I like.
In that case, you should be singing to me all the time.
Vosheta, vosheta, vori bell. Vosheta, vosheta, vori bell.
I have to go. The restaurant is going to be packed.
Oh, I was going to come by, but...
Come anyway. I can cook you something in the kitchen.
Won't your boss give out?
I am the boss.
A chef and a musician. What a catch I have here. These queues. Last time, I didn't have all the papers, and I was here till 4 in the morning. Hopefully it's different now, though. With the care training certificate from back home, and the placement the agency got me helping the elderly, I should get through.
Yeah, I can't be nice anymore. I have to go to work.
Talking about work, that job agency would send Pernilla all over the place, but I guess nothing quite prepared her for what was waiting behind that apartment door.
who's there? I can't see without my glasses.
Hello, I'm Pernilla from the agency. Are you Peg?
It's another heathen doing in Ireland.
How do you mean?
Not a Catholic Irish girl. A pretty little heathen. Sure, come in if you're coming in.
Someone mentioned there was a religious lady.
You mean they warned you about me? Do you want some tea?
No, I think I've had enough tea for now. I could turn into a tea bag.
Can you cook?
Of course I can cook. And clean, wash, dry, maybe even play a game.
Straight into working. That's good for a Nordic Protestant. How often do you have sex?
More than you, I'm sure.
You've a big mouth. Don't apologise, though. I like that. You're right, too. You probably have had more. I was never filthy.
What's filthy about it?
Ah, you know. The sweating, rolling about and wasting water washing after. Do you do it much back in Norway?
Sweden, and yes, often.
Suppose then you're living with a man in some kind of sin.
There's five people, actually. We live in the same house and love to share. We're a progressive European bunch of young students.
Cheeky. Is that why the agent sent me you? Their way of getting back at me for the last few girls. Sin is sin, that's all I'll say.
Look, clearly you do not want me here.
Perilla.
What?
You're only here on trial then, for the care home lot, to get proper work and that.
Yes, so everybody keeps telling me.
Come back next Monday. Keep the dirty talk to a minimum. And maybe I'll show you how to make a good cup of tea.
While some would rather keep dirty talk away from the workplace, there is others who'd like to see it at a maximum.
Hello?
Is this Pernillo?
Pernilla, yes.
Oh, okay. I have a few questions for the position advertised. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shoot.
Do you mind helping young men with problems?
No, I don't mind. I tend to help older men, but it is no different, I guess.
Oh, you do OAPs as well. Great, great to know. Would you like to join a community in North Dublin?
I guess, yeah, if it helps with the job.
Great. How are you with masturbation?
Is that some sort of tax? Master what?
Pernie, stop taking those sex calls. They just want to mess with you because you put that stupid ad in the paper saying Swedish and up for it.
It did not say that. I need to see if it's a job, Carrig. We're barely paying for this place.
Time for you to make dinner.
You know, for a chef, I haven't seen you cook more than 2 times.
I spend all day cooking for other people. I want my girl to cook for me when I get home with a bad back and broken feet. Is that too much to ask? Where were you today anyway? Not shopping, that's for sure. There's no food in the fridge.
I was working with Peg.
Again? Why do you keep going back to that old witch? You've got 5 oldies to pick from.
Yes, but I like her. She's a very wise person to talk to. Very focused on sex.
Ugh. Rotten. That's 4 days in the last week you've been round to her. Are you being paid for that?
Carrig, if you're so concerned with what I'm being paid or having a full fridge, then why don't you work more nights at the restaurant?
Feck that, I'm quitting. I do chip dinners, wrap lunches and all for discounts and coupons. Basically a glorified takeaway. It's embarrassing.
Why don't we have an early night then?
I'll brush my teeth.
Pernilla had to get in at 7 on the Monday morning, which came easy to an early bird like her. Peg, though, preferred a rather heavy start.
Have some, Perny. It's okay to drink when the Angelus rings.
You're a rebel Catholic. Drinking, smoking and sex talk.
I've been going to church for 40 years. I've earned a small vice or two. God knows that.
Peg, I don't know if I can come here anymore.
What? Why not?
Without a full-time job, I will have to go home. And Carrick doesn't want me coming here as much. Maybe we need more time to fix things with each other.
Are you breaking up?
I don't know. I want to stay in Dublin, and he doesn't.
What's that got to do with the price of turnips?
It has nothing to do with the price of turnips.
I mean, do you two not love each other?
Yes, of course. We live together and everything.
Oh, Perry.
I'm still not letting you smoke that in here.
You're a good girl. Now, you've never said much about Carrick to me. Not really a word other than, He's your boyfriend. You both work a lot and he smells bad after work. Also, a wee bit on your love life, which I did not need to hear. What I'm trying to say is that you should stay here in Dublin.
Peg, if we break up, why would I stay? I've got nothing else here.
We talk a lot about the things you love, Perry, and it's mostly Dublin. You love to walk by the canal and sit in that poet's chair.
Patrick Kavanagh.
Yeah, and you go to that Young One's Cinema in Smithfield. You pick flowers for me in St. Kevin's Park or wherever. You know this place throughout. You barely ever mention him. Never with a passion. He sounds handsome, but also a bit thick.
He says maybe we could find work and I could still stay in Ireland if we move to the West Coast. He hates it here.
The country? I'm from the country. Every good Dublin lady came from the country. It's death. Death out there. Stay here yourself. Get a visa. Stick it out.
I never thought of it as my decision. I mean, stay on my own.
Thinking again, I am glad that I wasn't able to keep Pernilla from leaving Sweden. That she had this deja vu in the pub that night and that we ran into that Carrick guy. Because in the end, this got her the best birthday present she could have ever asked for.
Good to see you home for once. Those perverts were ringing after you again earlier.
Here.
Happy birthday. Doesn't seem right now, but I got you a necklace with a magic stone from Connemara.
It's lovely, Carrick. But I don't think it would be right to take it.
Why are you being like this? You were all with me to go to Connemara a week ago. Why are you bitching now? Like, it's simple. We go to a lovely small town with all these locals who love my music. Eat locally made bread and meat, have seafood and all that. Repair a beautiful old church. And you can even help all the owl ones and dying people nearby. Ireland.
The Ireland I want is right here.
That mad old bat has put ideas in your head. That's what this is.
I don't know how else to say it. You wouldn't understand me anyway. You never visit galleries with me. You don't want to go out on night walks or take a day break somewhere or even go to the cinema.
We can watch shit here for free.
That's not the point, Carrick. You want to have sex all the time and eat, but I want more than that. And being in this city has given me other passions to follow. Being in the country with you, nowhere around to do new things, meet people, I'd suffocate.
Are you breaking up with me?
Here in the city, there is character. Things moving and happening. Life. And I know who I am in it. Don't see this as a failure. We loved each other. And now we have grown in different directions. It's time to choose. And I choose Dublin. I belong here. I'm already home.